Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Money in the bank. Welcome in from Fox Sports Radio and pregame.com. RJ Bell in Vegas. RJ!
You know something, that song, isn't it fascinating how just a certain song, you just don't know if it's how far the mic was away from the window, whatever it is, that those classics just have a quality to them that other songs don't.
That makes you feel good when you hear that song. Like, I don't get the
melody. I love it.
You talk about it every time we put you on.
I love it. Not every time. Put me on like you're doing
90%
me some favor.
90%.
Like, put me on. Like, come on.
You're not a big you're not a big Jermaine Dupri fan to begin with, but I can tell.
You know. No. Yeah. Who are we talking? I don't even know who you just said.
That's
I
who sings
KD.
It.
All right, let's talk about the Patriots right out of the gate. How are you feeling about this Kansas City-New England matchup this weekend?
To me, I think this is the biggest example of the year where there's two major factors in a game, right? Buckets of factors. One is how good are the teams? And number two is what is the situation?
Where's it at?
Well, that's part of the situation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So one, and let's start there even.
Yeah.
You've got 21, as you guys know, 21 straight wins at home. You also know, I'm guessing, that 20 of the 21 by more than a field goal. The one exception was Kansas City last year in the regular season. So if you think about that, it's like, wow, you got a situation where the Patriots have covered this spread when playing at home 20 of 21 times, and they pushed it once. So they've never lost. That looks really good. On the other hand, or in addition, on that side of the equation, Belichick off a loss. And I think that you keep hearing something. I think we've seen it with the Saints, where we just keep saying the Saints are good, and people get bored with that. So they think maybe the Saints aren't so good, and somehow San Francisco covering but losing against the Ravens makes them good, so now the line's 2.5, which seems a little crazy to me. All right, but we're sick and tired, back to the Patriots, of just saying Belichick's so good off a loss. Well, what does that really mean? It means when the other team figured something out, the last week's opponent, that maybe this week's opponent could use. It's like, oh, they exposed them, the Rams got exposed in the Super Bowl. Look at all the trouble that's come after it. Well, with Belichick, when a team beats him, it's a census first Super Bowl win. The next week, 41-21 against the spread. Against the spread, 66%. That is freaking amazing. Another trend that I pioneered here is the Patriots off of two straight ATS losses. So not just losing a game straight up, but you fell short of expectations twice in his era with the Pats, 17-5 against the spread. So he bounces back. Patriots are good at home. That's part one. Part two is who's the better team? I think Kansas City's probably better right now. What do you guys think?
Well, with New England's defense, I put them a notch ahead of Kansas City, just by a tad.
Okay.
I don't think Kansas City's hit their stride this year. Now, maybe you mean it on paper.
No, I'm saying that let's use this as an example. They were 4-0 at a certain point, Kansas City was. So was the Pats. And at the time, it was Patriots 1, Kansas City 2, in every power rating that I respected. In the interim, what we've had is the Patriots pretty much playing like the Patriots, meaning, yeah, their defense is better than we expected. Yeah, their offense is worse than we expected, perhaps. But all in all, they're about the level we thought they were. On the other hand, Kansas City, I think, is better now than they were when they were 4-0. Why? Because the and people aren't talking about this. The defense is clearly better. And that makes sense because when you have a new scheme, it takes time. But number two, they've got playmakers back. What's deceiving, what gives them the four losses, is Mahomes missing games and Mahomes being limited in a few games where he was banged up. You look when Mahomes was healthy, I think this team, that plus they got one of their key playmakers back, I think this team's better, Kansas City, than they were when they were 4-0. What do you guys think?
Maybe.
Well, why not? Other than the record. You can't be obsessed with that record. Why not?
No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I do. But, I mean, I just think playing at home, I think, offsets a lot of that.
Well, yeah, but that's built into the number.
I mean,
right?
I think if you got them in Kansas City, I think they're in tough shape Sunday. If
so
this game
think...
is that home field matters that much to them, yeah.
All right, so the typical swing for home field is 6. Patriots historically are the best road team in the NFL. So, but let's just call it 6 because they're really good at home, too.
I always thought home field was 3.
It's 3 to go to neutral and then 3 to go back to the other home.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Right? So if Kansas City were at home, this line would be KC 3, right? The line's New England 3. So that's typical, I think, a 6-point swing. Do you guys, well, I know it, that's typical. Do you guys think this swing would be more than that?
No.
No, you know what? They don't deserve it.
Who doesn't?
The Patriots. They don't deserve it to be more than that. Based on the way that they lost last week, based on their struggles offensively. I get what you're saying.
So to me, this is a great conversation because it really gets down to what is home field. Because typically, there's 3 main factors, and a tip for the listeners. If you want to start the handicap, put 3 columns on your sheet of paper. First column is, how much better is one team than the other? I personally think Kansas City is a half point better right now. All right, that's on my list. The next one is, what's home field? And it's like, okay, 3. This is pretty clear to me. Now, the next one is, what other factors are there outside of how good the teams are? And in this case, it could be a team's in a sandwich spot, team's tired, teams injured, all these different things. I think here it's Patriots off a loss, and the variations on a theme on that are a huge advantage for New England. I think it's at least a point. You add it up to me, this line should be 3.5. It's 3 minus like 25. So I actually lean Pats.
All right.
Okay.
Now, the other game that most Pats fans are going to be watching this weekend is Ravens and Bills.
Yeah.
We have taken a position on this game, RJ.
Go Buffalo.
We're not going to tell you this. We're not going to tell you our position. I want to hear your position, and then we'll be honest and tell you if we jibe with yours.
Thank you so much. Sounds like Charlie Sheen in Wall Street going, okay, we got a position on Taudar. I mean, a position. That is bold.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott
Steel. Exactly. Right. Love it. Okay, I love that movie. Here's what I'll say. I like the Bills. I'll start there simply. And here's why. I think that the handicap, and in fact, now that we're a Fox station here, Colin Cowherd and I were talking this morning on the podcast we do. We break down all his games, and he actually liked the Ravens. And my thought was, I get it, because the first level or even second level handicapping is going to be, Buffalo's got a good defense, but Buffalo doesn't stop the run all that well. Hey, the Ravens run. But what is it the Ravens do? They have a veer type or quarterback has a choice type running attack in where that the ability of Jackson to run, Lamar, is the key. And how do you stop Lamar Jackson? How do you stop a running quarterback? With very athletic linebackers. And the Bills have very athletic linebackers. Mm-hmm. So I think if you just looked at the yards per carry against, Bills look bad against the Ravens, I think that's deceiving. I like the Bills.
And the total
so
on this game?
Do we.
So you guys agree on the Bills?
We agree on the Bills.
All like the Bills.
What about the total?
I feel like a proud papa. I can't lie. Like you guys would have never had the Bills 3 years ago.
Probably not.
No, never.
Beadle had the Bills, and I took a position on the total on this game. RJ,
44 is the number.
Yes.
I would say because our assumption is that the Bills are going to be able to stop Lamar more than you might think. And the fact the Ravens D, if you look at their season long
better.
Stats,
yeah. Getting better.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Under.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where we went. Sharp. Buffalo in the under.
Sharp.
Nice. You guys are sharp.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm serious. I mean,
yeah,
that is.
Get a full
screen
of the whole show here and put the sharp graphic on.
Hey, real quick here to keep it in family because I know we're up against it here. But I took New Orleans giving up 2.5 at home to beat San Francisco.
Selfish.
I'll say this. I very much respect the X's and O's guys. Mike Lombardi's one of them. He actually took San Fran here. That causes me pause. I personally like the Saints. And it's really simple. I believe the Saints are an equal team to the 49ers. I believe the Saints have a better home field than average. In fact, I know they
get
they have
no credit. They get no credit from people. They really don't.
Better home field than average. And I also think San Fran's in a tough spot. They're the first team ever to have over an 800 win percentage to be an underdog two straight games late in the year like this. I mean, it really is a unique situation. I think that. And you could say, well, maybe that means they're getting value. No. I think it means they have an inordinately tough two games. And, you know, by the way, since Lamar Jackson was the quarterback, the Ravens, the week after for their opponent is bad because it's a physical game, and it's like playing against a knuckleball pitcher in baseball. You've got to now go back to a normal offense, and it takes a little while. I like the Saints.
All right.
All right, one final quick one that Jim wanted me to ask you.
Oh.
Why is it that the Rams are favored this week? Why do you think that is?
Well, the games pick them, right? And here's the way to look at this, and this is a great thing to think about when it comes to Seattle. And I've been on the Seattle's overrated street, and I've got a lot of people mocking me now. Well, you just wait. You just wait. And here's why. Look at, they call it the Pythagorean theorem, in which is applied, which is Pythagorean wins, which is the idea of how many points have you won by this year, right? If you just add up your point differential, and amazingly, Seattle is plus 36, and they're 10-2. There's never been a 10-2 team in history with that poor of a plus-minus on points. If you actually look at the Rams have almost a double plus-minus on points. The Rams might be an equal team to Seattle. I'm not sure the Rams shouldn't be 2.5 here at minimum. This is just a Seattle team that's overrated, a Rams team that's underrated because they've lost some close games.
All right, very good. Great stuff today.
I appreciate it, guys. I just want to live up to this segment.
Yeah, well.
You have.
You did so.
Mission accomplished.
In spades.
It passed
sir.
The test today.
Yes. Thanks, guys. It's one of my fun ones. Thank you.
See you. At RJ in Vegas on Twitter is where you find him, pregame.com, and also on Fox Sports Radio.
That would suck doing segments you don't like.
Bell. Yeah. Tom Brady's going to talk later this hour, so we're going to rearrange some things to be on the safe side.
Yep.
We want to get to fake promos. We don't want those to get lost today because we've been recapping the year.
So, see, what we do
playing
here
the best of.
We switch some things up. We roll with the changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So why don't we get to those coming up next?
Kind of nice.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Go-ho! We haven't had this in a while. Feels like one of those weeks, huh? Big game. Big, big game. Big bear chase. Bear, did you?
I feel like Zoe's pushing this one today.
Oh! As soon as you are able, oh, when I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of.
Come on, Hardy.
My cup is on the table. My love is feeling. Waiting here for you to take and drink of. So if you're tired of the same old story.
Yeah.
You knew it had to happen, right?
Yeah, I knew it happened.
You knew it had to happen. Felt the tables turning. Got me through my darkest hour. I had a thunder clapping. But the tables burning.
Gets me excited.
Until you fell on me like a sweet sun shower.
So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages.
Take a picture and laugh,
Mom. I'll be here when you are ready.
Then do what?
To roll with the changes.
Yeah.
Oh, keep on rolling. Keep on rolling.
Good,
huh?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Patriots by 20.
You know what, Rusty?
You know what kind
we
of...
We haven't done it in a very long time.
You know what threw me off? You're like the whole big game this week. I got to get ready. I'm nervous. I'm nervous about Sunday.
It feels like a playoff game. Like we haven't had that in a while here. Here come. Keep on rolling.
The ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh.
You get the ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right. Feels good.
Feel better now?
We have 20 fake promos. Now listen.
Oh my.
We're not going to get to all of them. But we did not do any editing this week, right? I haven't heard any of these. These are the ones that Jim's just set aside
for
the month.
What the hell we have
an intern for?
Well, Tom and I listened from March through May.
All right.
And we kind of whittled our list down. Usually Hardy whittles it down further.
So we're just going to start listening. This is only one whittle, okay? We're going to take our time. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It ain't that hard. You just got to suck.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
She said.
That was maybe one of our best ones of the year.
You're so serious, too. Yeah. You're like, this is going to be poignant. Listen to this.
Was that when we had that discussion about the collapsed garden hose?
No, I think it was...
What was it about?
And it was about team tanking to try and get a pick, maybe. All right, go ahead.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
These Sports Hub headlines brought to you by South Shore Bank. During March, every transaction you make at their face-to-face machines will enter you to win in a drawing for 1,000.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In a drawing.
He's a piece of work.
In a drawing.
Who win? Whip.
Will enter you to win in a drawing.
In a drawing.
A drawing. I can't read from sentence to paragraph down to bottom.
But he's a good guy.
He's great.
Michael Bryan?
Yeah.
Great guy.
Nobody says he's not a great guy. Just can't read.
Reading, not one of his
strong suits. For a headline guy. I mean, you know, read the stuff in front of you. The problem is when you go to the end of the sentence, you got to go down to the next one.
That throws everybody off.
Yeah, Jeff does.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
But in case you didn't know, Zo is very open to the ghost.
Spread. Cheese cream bread. Don't wait.
What? What? What did you
do? Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cream cheese spread is what you were trying to say.
What was it regarding?
Who knows what we were talking about, but you couldn't say that's cream weird. Cheese spread. That's all.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Introducing Clever Boy.
Clever Boy. That was great.
And if you don't answer,
it takes you right back to summertime.
Come here, Clever Boy.
Come here. If you still don't answer,
Clever Boy.
That was only April.
Baby,
Clever Boy.
My sweet baby.
Zolak and Bertrand.
You took your helmets home.
Yeah, you buy them at the end of the year.
I've seen you in compromising positions with those helmets on.
Right. And my sister, yes. And do you want...
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, my sister put the helmet on. We were hammered in the pool one day. We all had helmets on.
Oh, really?
We were knocking heads in the pool. I'm not knocking boots.
Zolaks. They put the helmets on, hammer each other's heads in the pool.
So that's how it is in their family.
Yeah, shut up.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth because I'm going to be listening to the Celtics. During the first intermission, I'm fucking over to the Celtics.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. That is unnecessary censorship. He did not say the F word.
Yeah, I did.
He said flipping.
Dirty.
Ken. Oh my God. Do you love anyone more than Ken?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Nowadays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I got a little tidbit on the playoffs for you. The Sharks, San Jose Sharks, that used to be the Worcester Sharks.
The Worcester Sharks.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I got a tidbit for you on the playoffs.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. Unbelievable.
Unreal. So that might be one that I would have cut out if I were editing these, unless you knew that there was a part two to this.
And days at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I would love to see a San Jose Shock.
Good tidbit. Hold on. We're going to put you on the air. You can tell the guys. Hold on 1 second.
Alan North Brookfield.
Alan, what's up?
Yeah, I got a tidbit for you on the playoffs.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I got a tidbit there for you.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, you doing? Let's get back to the guy. How you doing?
By the way, that tidbit is completely ridiculous. That the San Jose Sharks moved from Worcester?
Yes. Three freaking times he did that.
Yes. There was a Worcester Sharks team.
Right, and they moved to San Jose.
No.
Worcester. See, I was all over it.
What he said. He said it three times.
I called it.
I don't know why you can't understand
it. Worcester, and they did Woo Sox. I knelt
in. Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Did the big days.
When the mommy sang at the sleep, and now we're still down.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What the hell is that from?
The Columbus series.
Oh,
21 Pilots from Columbus.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
I had them sing.
Lots of hockey playoffs in this
place.
I mean, place.
You know exactly what song that is, though, when you're doing that.
What like a the other one. Garbage
Honk.
Song.
Oh, Honk.
Woo!
Honk.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I need the seats to be in New
Orleans. I'm coming. Hey, who killed Kenny? Hide it.
Okay.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It started off with CNC Music Factory, Make You Sweat.
Right.
And somehow I went to Kenny, who killed Cart. Who killed Kenny?
Wholehearted?
Extreme.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it. You want one more?
Sure.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
We might have to call your mother and get some, get what she knows about that.
Mom's nice.
Mom on the scene.
Good looking lady, too.
Here's Hardy with headlines.
Jesus. She's a nice lady. Very nice.
You said good looking lady.
Well, put together clean. She's clean.
Don't talk about
got a nice haircut.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5. No, what do you mean?
What the hell do you mean?
See a nice car with good lines. It's like, well put together. Like, nice. Clean lady. Like, nothing wrong. Not that I'm, no.
Since we're going to headlines, we should do one more.
All right.
We got to do a headlines one.
Oh, yes.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
NBA draft lottery happened last night. New Orleans got the number one overall pick.
Stop saying
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, what was that?
You have to drop that.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's the number one. That is the number one. That is by far. That is the runaway winner.
Zoe's reaction sells it. Excuse me.
Got the number one overall pick.
Stop saying
Oh, excuse me.
I heard that so clear. As did my dad.
Oh,
he listens
you?
On a stream. Everybody in the stream, my brother-in-law in Chicago, the whole country. Stop saying F,
heard
Tony.
Michelle Pfeiffer yelling
way
at
to,
Tony.
Way to listen to it, Hardy, first. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
She sells that word like no one else.
I had forgotten.
She said it. It was clear as a whistle.
Wow.
Clear as a bell.
Yeah. Tom Brady is scheduled to speak in Foxborough coming up next. It's on the way here on Solak and Bertrand.
Without Solak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Solak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady's coming up in Foxborough. His press conference is brought to you by Audi of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit AudiWestwood.com. Karen in the Herald today has a story with Tom Brady Sr.
add that fuel to the fire in the conversation about Tom Brady's future. Tom Brady's father says Tom Brady's future rests with Bill Belichick. That's what he says. He says this, you know, it's hard for me to envision him playing somewhere else. He wants to play, but ultimately it's Bill's decision. Nobody really knows. Bill doesn't tip his hand. There's just been insinuations here and there. This is really kind of between those two. They got to decide what they want.
That's interesting because, like, he sort of comes off the, hey, it's going to end really badly, back what he said in 14, 15.
Well, here's what he went on to say. If Bill says he doesn't want Tommy and Tommy wants to play, Tommy. Well, Joe Montana went to Kansas City.
He did.
Just because Bill decides he wants to move on, that won't dictate Tommy's future. I'm sure there are a few other teams in the league that would want him.
Oh, boy.
The elder Brady insisted he wasn't privy to any inside information. Does anybody believe that? Does anyone believe
that? Actually, right now, no. I think you have to believe it.
No. Way.
Well, wait a minute. Because, I mean, they go on a hell of a run and they win the whole damn thing. That thing could change.
He says, I'm just kind of...
Let's do it another year.
Watching what's going on, I have no idea. I think everything's up in the air. I don't buy that. Sorry.
Well, you're in the moment now and it changes week to week.
What's Tom Brady's relationship with his dad?
Oh, great.
Pretty fabulous from what we can see, right?
I know his relationship with Bill is good. It's much better than it has been.
How's your relationship with your dad?
Great.
Mine is too. You're telling me your father wouldn't know if something was going on with you?
Well,
you had a big contract thing looming?
I think it's a general understanding of it. They know they're in uncharted territory.
This is PR, man.
It's different.
This is PR from his dad.
But I mean,
his
dad didn't say it's going to end badly like he did before.
He's helping Brady set up for if it ends badly and he leaves, that... The world doesn't look at Brady and say it was his fault.
But Beagle,
that's what's going on.
It's amazing how much that Super Bowl changed.
I'm not privy to anything. You know what Tom's thinking.
Of course.
And you know any inside information that Tom knows.
Of course he does. But that doesn't mean he knows what's going to happen.
He doesn't. Exactly.
Yeah. They could throw a ton of money.
How would anyone know? Tom Brady doesn't know.
I
think
that's all he's saying. He's like, look, I'm not getting anything... You know, beyond
we don't know
what
yet.
Everybody else is talking about. There's probably nothing else there right now. Do you think there's been some secret backdoor communicate?
If Brady wants to leave right now, if Brady in his mind has made up his mind and he's leaving, would Tom Brady Sr. know that?
Yes. I don't know.
Yes, thank you. That's all. So don't tell me you don't have inside information.
But I think it's more likely that Tom Brady has not made up his mind.
If Tom Brady wants to stay and he's saying,
right.
I absolutely want to find a way to stay here, would he know that? Yes, he would. Mm. So he's got better information than any of us.
Yeah, our ground sources down there in Foxborough are indicating that this is a massive crowd. So big game like we felt it. That's why we rolled with the Chiefs.
Oh, this is going to be a big game?
Sell out?
Sell all the tickets?
Isn't that interesting?
Why does he do this?
I don't know.
You do it all the time.
Never mind.
he does. Or is it a big crowd at the press conference you're talking about? Are you talking about the press conference?
Ground sources are telling you that there's a lot of people going to the game on Sunday.
No, the press conference.
My apologies. I was with Hardy. I thought you were. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the game on Sunday. I'm like, oh, no kidding. They're going to sell all the tickets again.
But you have done that twice.
You've
this
done
season.
That already.
How good was that restaurant last night?
It was very good.
How good that tastes? Like they put a lot of salt on the steak?
Yeah, but.
That looked good.
You want me to say where I went?
Yeah, you went to Rare. You put it on Twitter.
I went to Rare at the Encore Boston Harbor. It was my first time to Encore. I haven't been there yet.
I heard a lot of good things about it.
Well, nice, you're a classy guy.
It's a nice place.
You ate all that stuff.
You and I have been to nice restaurants together.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how to eat in a place like that, right?
Jackasses.
So? No, but Hardy would know how
he's a classy guy.
How to take care of, you know,
probably wore
making
one of
sure you get a good meal.
Beetle, I bet he wore one of those smoking jackets. Like
striking up
blazer.
A good relationship
with
the server.
Look, you wore a blazer,
shooting the breeze.
You slide him a 20.
Having a good experience.
Out? Did you slide the maitre d' a 20 before you said that?
There was no need to do that last night. Oh, we got to go.
Here's Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback.
Good afternoon. Locker room's open. Go ahead.
This match, Patriots Chiefs, obviously natural to think back to the game that you guys played, which was such a great AFC championship.
Yeah.
And Patrick had talked afterwards just how much it meant to him that you took the time, like after that game, to seek him out. You know, just thinking back to that, like why was that important for you to do that?
I mean, he's a great player, and he had a great season, so
I think with the celebration and so forth and everything that went on the field after the game, I didn't get a chance to tell him that. So just to go in there after the game was, you know, wanted to, it was kind of a long celebration we had there in the visitor locker room. So just wanted to go tell him how what I thought of him.
In those moments between quarterbacks, I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of them over the years. What did that one mean just in terms of, like, where he is in his career coming up?
Yeah, I think sometimes they take place, you know, on the field after a game, before the game sometimes, in off season. But, yeah, we're all in the sport. You know, we watch each other play a lot of football. You know, you study kind of everyone, and you kind of gain admiration for what they do and how they do it. And, you know, it's not a big group of guys that I would say are doing it at one particular time. And, you know, for 5 months of my life, it was pretty much solely dedicated to football and watching tape and watching quarterbacks and watching quarterbacks do things. So that's, you know, you may not know them. You feel like you know them. Because of how they play, and you hear a lot about them, and that's kind of it.
Tom,
kind of a lot of things in common.
Tom, how much has this Chiefs defense changed since the last time you saw them in 4 years since they had the championship game?
Yeah, they've definitely changed some things, as in players, and yeah, they've changed.
What did they do well compared to maybe the last time?
They had a lot of playmakers. You know, they've added some guys that are making a lot of plays for him. Frank Clark, Tyron Matthau. They've had guys that are there. Sorensen, Breland's a good player. Ward's a good player. He was there last year. So, I mean, I got a lot of respect for this defense. They make you earn it. And they're very talented. They got a great football team.
Tom, over the years, you guys have been very good at bouncing back after a loss. Every year is different, obviously. What are some of the traits that you see that give you that ability? Is it start a practice right away, or as soon as that loss happens, you're right on to the next game? What's been some of the things in your mind that have led you to success?
There's been a lot of urgency, I think. You know, it's when we, you know, I think when we win and when we lose, I think coach puts us right back into the mode of preparation and getting us ready back to play a game. So this is a big one. It's on our schedule next. And it's a big challenge for us, so hopefully we can go out and meet a great challenge. It's going to be a great football game.
Tom, Josh talked this week earlier about preaching patience with the offense and with some of the younger players or newer players. How difficult is it to be into December and to be talking about patience and being able to keep your patience as you move forward?
Well, it's just it's kind of just where we're at. So we've added some players late, and guys are coming back from injury and so forth. Like I've said before, like every team in the league, and if not, you know, there's no excuses. It's did you win or did you not? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. So, you know, we're trying to score more points than them. And teams that are good in all three phases are tough to beat. And, you know, we want to be one of those teams.
Tom, I've heard you talk a lot about studying other quarterbacks and watching them.
Yeah.
Patrick, what do you see from him when you study him and what makes him make
it? Well, there's a lot of great traits about him as a player and him as a leader, but he has some unique things that he does that are just that are hard to teach. So just his playmaking ability and how he sees the field, and I think he sees things that, you know, sees plays to make that a lot of other quarterbacks wouldn't see, just because his ability to do it. And he's just a phenomenal player. And, you know, he picked up kind of this year where he left off last year. And he's got it, you know, he's doing a great job.
Oh, it seems like you guys have seen a lot of man-to-man coverage this year. Are you just hoping that guys can win one-on-one matchups when you do see that type of defense, or are there things you can do to help each other kind of get open, manufacture some separation that way?
I think it's a little both. You know, I think when it's man-to-man, you know, you got to get away from the guy, or you got to use plays to try to, you know, help you do that. So they could be more player-oriented. They could be more scheme-oriented. It just depends on kind of what we're, you know, how we're playing and so forth. But it just, yeah, comes up.
Is it something that you've noticed? I mean, you know, layman speaking here. So not sure where I'm looking at. Is that something that you guys have noticed recently?
More man-to-man. More man-to-man. You know, at different times. played a lot of football, so 20 years, I've seen a lot. So, yeah, I mean, every team kind of takes on a little different style about how they choose to defend. And, you know, teams that play like to play a lot of man coverage, they put a lot of man coverage against us. So teams that play, you know, a lot of zone, it's like anything, you know. If you hurt it, they play less of it. If you don't hurt it, they play more of it. And that's like when the, you know, smart team does.
Tom, in Germany, it's a holiday today. It's St. Nicholas. We put you a little present on the desk. In the right side. Every little kid in Germany found one of these in his shoes today. So, yeah, celebrating that before Christmas. But a question for you. NFL is celebrating his 100th season. So give us your special moment, which comes into your mind in the NFL, or about the NFL, maybe excluding your 6 special moments.
That's good.
It's been a lot of great moments. And, yeah, I'm very fortunate to be a part of, it's really a business. So, I watched it as a kid growing up, and football in America is, it's been on TV for a long time. So a lot of kids want to be football players or baseball players or basketball players, but I was very fortunate to become a football player. And, it's been a great 20 years of my life. So.
One of the most popular questions on social media over the last 18 hours.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.